And as promised, now we're going to pay attention to what Ignite is opening this weekend. And that is the play Two Witches, No Waiting. And there we go, an already fairly evocative title. And let's jump right in with the director, Troy Heppner. Good morning, Troy.
Good morning, Vern.
And so already Two Witches, and it's W-I-T-C-H-E-S, just so nobody's confused here. No Waiting has all kinds of implications. I mean, the barbershop, I don't know. There's all kinds of things about the No Waiting. So kind of describe how this title leads us into what's going on in this play.
Well, the title, the first part, Two Witches, we have a pair of elderly sisters who share their old family home, which is practically a mansion. And so that's where we get the two witches, because people are suspecting that there's more going on out in the woods in this big old house than would normally expect to be going on out there. They have a bit of a reputation.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I have a house like that just down the street from me, and I think everybody does, and of course in To Kill a Mockingbird, that was certainly the idea of the spooky house.
Right.
And what can go on there. And so that's already a really great setup. And the two witches' names are?
Arlene Marcus and her sister Elsbeth.
Okay. And one of whom is here with us, and so we'll get to know her in a little while here. So that's the place, the house now, and then there's the implication of witches and, you know, or suspected witches. So then, to the extent you can, where does it go from there in setting up the questions and the dramatic setup?
Well, I think the questions are, first, the obvious, are they or aren't they? And as an audience, I hope people can stretch their minds a little bit to, are we using the term witches simply to say somebody's eccentric or different, and how people other than them might use those rumors to get what they want at anyone's cost?
Okay, there we go. Two witches, No Waiting. And so some of the sense there. Again, the witches' names, Aileen and Elsbeth. And we'll meet Elsbeth in a little while. But then within that, who are the two characters of Jeremy and Bonnie?
Well, Jeremy Marcus is Arlene's son. He's a local realtor. And Bonnie Webster is the girl who's interviewing to be the sister's new housekeeper. Their last housekeeper disappeared under mysterious circumstances.
Well, let's find that from the actors' mouths right now. In the role of Jeremy Marcus is Jacob Carruthers. In the role of Bonnie Webster, who's interviewing, is Julie Berghammer.
Mr. Marcus?
Bonnie Webster.
That's right. I hope I'm not too early. My mom always told me when I go in for a new job to arrive just a few minutes early, so that way it's always a good impression.
No, you're fine, really fine. Really fine.
So this is the house? The one you told me about on the phone?
Yes, of course.
You didn't use enough adjectives.
Oh, don't let it overwhelm you. It's really not that bad. I mean, for a housekeeper, not that much work.
I see. Where are the two ladies who live here? Your mother and your aunt?
I don't know. They're probably in the kitchen, sure. Mother! Well, I wouldn't worry about it.
Why should I worry about it?
Worry? Did I say worry? I didn't mean worry. Well, I meant I wouldn't worry in the sense that I have no idea what's going on.
Obviously some obscure meaning to the word worry I wasn't previously aware of.
Please, won't you sit down?
Certainly. I'm sure you'll want to see my references.
Oh, right, sure. Yes, these credentials look fine, just fine.
You didn't look at it.
Huh? Yes, the credentials look fine, just fine.
Sir, you seem a bit nervous, if I may say so.
Well, there's a reason for that. I am nervous. The thing is, Bonnie, may I call you Bonnie?
Certainly.
The thing is, Bonnie, well, let's start with what you've heard about this house.
Heard? Nothing, sir.
Nothing. Good.
So there we have it, and a lot has been has happened in that scene immediately because of all of the suspicion and the fact that you didn't even, you're so desperate you're not even going to look at her her reference.
Yeah.
Are you Jeremy? I'll call you by your character name, mm-hmm. And then you, Bonnie, who seems fairly innocent about the whole thing. I gather this is pretty early in the play.
That's right.
Yes.
That this is going on so that we can start getting into the kind of spookiness of this. Okay, so a little bit more about you, Jeremy. You're the son of one of the suspected witches. You're also the realtor, so you're probably bearing kind of a lot of responsibility to hold everything together. Can I surmise that?
Oh, yes. I do have a lot on my shoulders. I'm a very anxious sort of person, and there has been a lot of talk in town about the sisters, which kind of affects my position as the realtor and, of course, as their son and nephew, respectively.
Yeah. Does this take place in any particular part of the country or anything like that?
It takes place in a small town called Flat Rock, Texas.
Okay, because certainly I was hearing the accent you're using and just kind of the attitude you're also using in that. And so that's you. And then the person we're probably going to worry about, Bonnie Webster, because you don't know what you're getting into. But already you're starting to suspect, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know something's up, you know.
But you need a job?
Yes, I do need a job. I do.
So yes. You'll take the chance.
I'm a hard worker.
Yeah, okay, there we go.
I heard that somewhere before.
Yeah. Well, let's because I want to be really careful about not giving away things on what clearly has some good suspense in this. Let's hear from the other pair that we have with us. Now, we get to hear from not the mother, but the aunt, Elizabeth Marcus, and that's played by Maura Moore. And then we'll certainly sense his role right away, but Jerry Uppinghouse as Sheriff Abercrombie.
Miss Arlene, it's me again, Jeb. You cooking up something, Miss Arlene? I just wanted to stop by and have a little talk.
Sheriff Jim!
Oh, no, the other one. Just passing through, Miss Elsbeth.
Why, what a lovely surprise.
Surprise is right.
We just don't see enough of you these days. Well, I don't anyway.
And you think that's a coincidence, do you? Is Miss Arlene around somewhere close?
Oh, I guess so. But don't tell me you came all the way out here just to see her.
Well, that was my fervent hope and prayer, yes'm.
Why, I was just saying to Arlene yesterday, what we need around this house is a good man.
Well, we're going around this house right now, ain't we?
You sure know how to talk to a lady.
Well, I didn't mean to.
My, my, so glad you could sit for a while.
Well, I didn't mean to do this, neither.
My, my.
My back.
Well, just look how we ended up. Now, just what would somebody say if they were to come in now?
I lost a bet.
Oh, you. Don't you be coy with me. You know I love a man in uniform.
I do now. Next time I come out, I'll wear camouflage.
There we go. Well, stay around. Let's find out a little bit about you. Are you both about the same age, your characters? And if so, about... So therefore, the kind of flirtation is appropriate here.
Yes,
in both directions.
Well,
no, one
no,
direction.
Just one direction. I don't want nothing to do with that woman.
Right. That's why you said you'd wear camouflage.
Yes,
it's your civic duty to look after them. I gather as the sheriff.
Well, I'm very happy to meet with Arlene anytime, but Miss Elsbeth scares me.
Oh, okay. So what? So talk a little bit more about the difference that you see between the two of them.
Well, you know, without giving too much away, right. Arlene's a rock and Elsbeth is not.
Okay, there you go. Okay, Elsbeth, you want to stick up for yourself?
Well, I'm a little different maybe, but I'm certainly not odd or weird, as some people might say. I mean, I may have a special room and some curious characteristics, but that's all it is, really.
and clearly, as Elsbeth, you are inhabiting this person, aren't you?
Yes.
Have you been waiting a long time to to be Elspeth?
Well, I have been told that I am sometimes considered a cross between Peter Pan and the Ugly Witch. So this role was really quite good for me to do, shall we say.
Yeah, and it might prepare you for give you some ideas for how to behave in the future.
Well, yeah, I think the character of Elspeth just has such solidity to it, and she's also just adorable.
Of which I'd say, oh.
Okay. So there we go. We have some of the characters, and there's, four more in the play. So back to the director, Troy Heppner. How much can you tell us now from what we've heard about these relationships, these people? Is it just unknown? Is it fear? Is it what people surmise that therefore they project about these people? What's the ongoing plot twists around?
We've got a couple of conflicts going on here. One of the most obvious is Jeremy Marcus has a girlfriend. And it's not Bonnie Webster, although there's obviously some kind of heat going on between them. His girlfriend is actually the daughter of his boss.
Mm.
So that's Kit Sternwood and Eustace Sternwood, her father, two of the actors who aren't here today. And another easy conflict is a family conflict here. He would like to sell the family home so that he can move his mother and his aunt into town where he feels it would be easier to take care of them and that they would have a better life. But, of course, the sisters see it quite differently.
So, therefore, wrapping up the characters here. Now, in terms of the small town in Texas and that sort of thing, is this the small town in everywhere? And talk a little bit about the setting relative to the importance of this play.
I think that the small town setting is important because it's one of those places where everyone knows everyone else. My grandmother's from a small town, and she used to say when people walked by her front porch, she not only knew who they were, she knew where they were going. And so the idea that everyone knows these sisters is very important to the plot. The question is, what do they really think of these two ladies? And we find that out as the play unfolds.
So we're spending time with this play of Two Witches, No Waiting, which opens this Friday. It's Friday, Saturday night, Sunday afternoon at Ignite Community Theater and runs through
The 25th of November. That's Thanksgiving weekend if you're looking for something to do.
There you go. So it's three weekends that you're doing this at night. 10814 East Broadway is Ignite Community Theater for this play. So have we told the story, all the story that should be told, or are there any other seamy sides that you want to bring in?
Well, I think we've got some of the basic plot points without giving too much away.
Good. Well, then, let's look forward to that opening this weekend. Is Two Witches, No Waiting at Ignite Community Theater. And then they're going to be doing a show called Christmas Pudding, which begins on December 14th. We'll doubtlessly be talking about that next month. So thanks, everybody, for bringing the sordid neighbors coming in.
Thank you, Vern. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. Coming in. So, and we'll have this up as a podcast later on today, as always.